The Democracy and Motherland Defenders Coalition is simply advising the Electoral Commission of Zambia that with this current third wave, which is more contagious, more dangerous, it is only important and imperative that they ban international observers in this year's elections. This is very important because it will safeguard the lives of international observers themselves, but also, most importantly, from the coalition's point of view, it will safeguard the people of the Republic of Zambia. So our call is not malicious. Our call is looking at the reality on the ground. The situation is pathetic. Our healthcare system is already overwhelmed. And if the pandemic continues and escalates, it will be impossible. It will be difficult.
But Andrew, a lot of countries have organized elections during this pandemic. The U.S., Ghana, Malawi, your neighboring country, Malawi. What if these international observers are fully vaccinated? They cannot contract the disease. They cannot spread the disease. What prevents them from observing the elections in Zambia?
So that argument, we have heard it. The truth of the matter is that Zambia's election, Zambia's democracy is an open book. And we have never stopped election observers at any one particular time. The coalition itself is going to be monitoring this election. And it would be in the best interest of anyone in an ideal situation to have as many people observing the elections as much as we want. But we must take into account the fact that the circumstances prevailing right now are completely different. The examples you give of Ghana, the example you give of Malawi, yes, they had elections at a time when there was the first and second wave, which you want to understand that Africa was not even so badly affected. This is a precautionary measure.
People are suggesting that you are being paid by the ruling party to create such a facade with plans to rig the elections, and that is why you are calling on the Electoral Commission to prevent international observers, even if they are fully vaccinated, from observing the elections. How do you respond to such criticism?
My answer to that is very simple, is that those who are saying that, they are saying it out of ignorance, number one. They don't understand democracy, because in a democracy, all of us have different views. And these views, even if you don't like them, they must be heard. That's what democracy is all about.